I never played Risk.
Me neither. I've never played it.
Play Lie to Me.
I don't have Lie. I don't know.
Is that a game? Is it Liar?
Oh, is that a game?
Liar game?
Is Lie to Me a game?
I don't know. Let's Google.
Tell me lies.
That's the song I know. Lies, so, lies, lies. That's the only one I know.
Do you know a lie song, Anna?
Oh, the one from Cats or Dance.
That's what I was singing.
Oh, it was?
That's what she said.
Yeah,
earlier.
Tell me lies. That's what she, yeah.
Oh, well, I thought you made that up.
No.
I thought you were smart.
Well, I mean, yes, I made it up. I'm amazing.
And made it up. Wait, oh no, what happened? The ink spill? Oh, oh shit.
Who left it open?
That's my favorite band.
Well, anyways, hi everybody.
This hello.
Works. Hello.
Hey. Welcome back.
This is us.
This is.
But that's not what we're talking about.
No.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about Lie to Me.
Lie to Me.
2, episode 21.
We have a special guest star today.
Well, hold on, calm down.
Jumping ahead.
Until she finishes.
What? Oh, she has to say her synopsis.
No, she's saying the. I was going to say, as you can tell, Anna's voice is much better. She sounds like a human now.
She does.
Too.
Well,
you can understand me.
Oh, fuck.
Can you not throw food, please?
We're so nuts.
Oh, my God. Okay, so anyways,
Anna. This is going so great.
Continue.
Let's restart.
So, Lie to Me.
Season 2, episode 21. Darkness and Light.
Darkness and Light.
The synopsis that I can read this time because I have a voice.
That's true.
The Lightman Group helps a father find his daughter who left home and became a porn actress. Ugh. But Cal suspects that he's keeping something from him. Meanwhile, Eli and Rhea compete for a promotion.
Rhea. That's her name.
Rhea.
Had y'all seen the show before?
Yes.
Never.
I did.
All of it.
I think the first season and maybe the second season.
I don't understand how you went to school and watched this much TV. Like, I was, dead. Like, I couldn't function.
I'm very good at having it on in the background and working and, like, multitasking.
I'm not a multitasker. I have to sit there and actually do it. Otherwise, it's never going to
happen. Once I watch, like, one or two and I can kind of get the rhythm of the show and I know the voices and I know who's talking, it can be on while I'm doing dishes and I know what's happening.
Do you truly know what's going on when you're doing other stuff?
For the most part, if I feel like I miss something, I can go back and kind of catch what I missed, but it rarely happens.
I can't do
that. I also watch TV. I also watch my computer, like, when I'm doing my makeup or getting ready in the morning, so. Yeah.
That's so interesting to me. I can't.
Yeah.
I'll, like, do that, but then I won't know what the fuck I just watched. I'll have to go back and rewatch
same,
it.
I'll be like, wait, what did happen? Rewinds for the same scene, like,
I end up watching, like, rewatching whole episodes, and I'm like, I have no idea what just happened. It's like my reading comprehension. If I'm not sitting there, like, reading it, like, reading, it's not going to stick. No.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to reading, I'm also pretty good at, like, fast reading and just picking up on the, like, dialogue.
Have you ever, like, sped read? Like,
speed I've never read. Tried it.
No, yeah, I can't
my
do
mom
that.
Took a class in college about how to, the speed reading and speed typing, I think.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she knows how to do all that stuff.
Very,
my mom's
very
actually
cool.
The Flash. Anyways.
Your mom's the Flash?
I did.
She's actually on the CW right now.
No. I did take a typing test fast, and I'm like 70, averaging about 70 words per
minute. Nice. Wow. I'm definitely not that.
No, I'm probably like 30, maybe.
like 35. Also, I checked it was like 37, which is average, I guess.
Yeah, because I was reading through a job description. I was like, must be able to type 35 words per minute. And I was like, I feel like I do more than that. So I Googled a test, and I was like, 70. It was really fun, and I did it 10 times.
I can do that many, but there's going to be a lot of errors. I want to do them correctly.
That's with me making errors and going back and fixing it.
No. Wow. It's going to be all the way through. 70 words, they're all wrong.
And they're going to be like, wait, what did I
do? What was I writing? I don't know.
Okay, so, Joy.
Oh, we got a special guest today.
Yes.
Hey.
That's not Anna's
voice. I'm not the only manly voice today.
That's not me. It's not Anna or Joy.
I don't know if you're going to do an introduction or if I'm supposed to say my name. Or
you can introduce say whatever yourself. You want.
Who okay. are you?
Who are you?
I am Joy's brother, Tony. I just happen to be
I'm
here.
Tony. Okay,
Tony.
That's right.
Tony.
All of you are wrong. Even you. Tony.
So anyways, he was here when we watched the episode, so he's going to weigh in if he feels like it.
If I feel like it.
If his ponytail tells him to or not.
Oh my God. It's only like this big. Does that count as a ponytail?
Yeah, I got to fix the thing. The whatchamacallit? The one that keeps it in? It's
the hair tie.
Oh, the hair tie.
Yes, I gotta fix it. Depending on how I put it, it gets longer.
It's so long. Your hair is so long. It hasn't been this long since I think you were in like elementary school.
Oh, holy shit! Cool.
That'd be a cool mohawk.
It was never this long.
Nice.
It just hurts my eyes. Yeah.
It kind of looks like, from this angle, it looks like Killmonger's hair.
So and then considering this is not a visual medium, this is excellent, yeah. By the
way. Wait, let's take a picture of this. You know who you look like? You look like Diana's husband, Noe, with your hair done like that.
Oh, yeah, I agreed.
Sure.
I still say, could have sped us, but whatever, it's fine.
Ugh, no, that makes me weird.
That makes me weird.
It's weird for you.
It's weird for me. There you go.
Okay, all right. So back, okay, all right.
So, all right.
Okay, so what did you think, Joy? What was your first, what was your impression?
That was a lot. That was a heavy episode. I was not expecting that. Also, ew, first of all. just the opening scene, I was like, this is uncomfortable. I don't want to know what you want to do or any of that.
Oh.
Gross. Because they're with the porn guy, the porn producer. And, like, describing what they want and things like that. I'm like, I feel like that's an intimate conversation for both of you. At your discretion, I don't need to be in on this. Bye. Until, like, 10 minutes in, I was still like, what the fuck is going on? I just thought, I didn't know this was porn. It's on Fox. That just doesn't work, right?
Porn on Fox? What?
Did they show the porn?
No. They show, like, the DVD case.
Oh. But even like, then, it's just her, like, in a school
in a schoolgirl outfit or whatever. Oh, but when I saw the credits rolling through and it said Mekhi Phifer, I was like, yeah, I love him.
Oh, yeah, Mekhi Phifer.
He's amazing.
I really forgot he was in this. I
think the only other thing I've seen him in would be...
ER.
Mekhi Phifer?
I didn't watch ER. Damn it.
Is he in 8 Mile?
Yes! This ain't no Mekhi Phifer or whatever he says in the song.
Yeah.
This ain't no movie, sorry.
The Doctor Who spinoff.
Oh, Torchwood.
Thank you. He was in the only good season of Torchwood.
No, that's because he was in it. He's great. He's really great. So I couldn't recognize Tim Roth. I couldn't get his name, and I didn't want to Google. So I just wrote down, this guy looks a lot like Peter Pettigrew. Which, what's the actor's name?
They look like
cousins.
No, because Homeboy literally looks like a rat.
Yeah.
I know, but this looks like the handsome younger version of him.
No.
Like, they're both male and white, and that's about it.
Yeah. And not American.
Yeah.
And they're British. I guess that's why it got me. I don't know.
God, I'm looking up his name. Because I'm blanking.
I don't remember.
Well, okay, I'll go, I guess. I was, at the time when I watched the show, I was reading a book called The Body Language Book. That's not correct. Definite Book of Body Language by Barbara Pease. And it's basically the show in book form. They talk about how, like, certain body movements language. Can trigger these things coupled with other things. Like, if you're, like, when you're talking to someone and you're having a discussion and you're starting to agree with what they say, you'll slowly mimic their stance. So, like, if they're standing like this, you'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, you'll start to mimic them. That means, like, you're agreeing with what they're saying. Or, you know, if closed off, folded hands and arms, I mean. And then, or, like, when you're in a group of people, like, if we were standing here and I'm, like, not feeling this conversation, my feet will slowly point towards, like, out of the group because I'm like, I don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. So things like that. And that book is really, really interesting.
Timothy Spall.
They do not look alike at all.
If I squint, they look alike. No, maybe
your glasses on?
My glasses were not on.
Oh my
god. That's why I was like,
it's Timothy Spall.
No.
So it was really interesting to watch the show and read the book at the same time. And
I remember you telling me about that during Hairspray.
It was such a good book. If you're interested in that stuff, I suggest it. And it's protocol. So, you know, those are... I think I watched this one the most... Just because I was already into that, and then I'm like...
And the idea of micro expressions, it's interesting. Like, you can tell so much by someone's...
Oh, yeah.
Like, just a little shift in their body or
even their eyes, you can tell.
Their eyes or the sound, the pitch of their voice. If it goes up, that means something. Or if they look a certain way. Like, I think that's super interesting.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Science. What is there? What is the name of the company? The group?
The Lightman group.
Are they just like a group of scientists, or what is it?
He's Cal Lightman. He created this group and he started this. They
consult
with FBI and other cases for and like juries and things.
Yeah.
To look at micro expressions.
Because I was like, honestly, what the fuck is going on? Like, what do they do? They just sit around and solve crimes?
Yep.
Essentially.
Okay.
So it wasn't always their own way. They go about it their own way.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll
need some experts.
I recognize his light fixtures from IKEA. in the porn office. I was like, oh, IKEA!
Big budget.
And then when they go into his office, I was like, that's a lot of porn awards. Ew, yeah. Gross.
They what have
porn
though?
Awards called.
Google.
No, I don't want to Google that.
I was watching a documentary once on
the porn awards.
No, they just happened to be on that documentary. I don't remember what the documentary was about.
Is there more than one, like the Golden Globes and the Oscars, like a tier or something?
Let's see.
Like
the AVN Awards.
What does that say?
They're hosted in Vegas.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Duh.
Adult Video News?
News?
Adult Video News Awards are film awards sponsored and presented by the American adult video industry trade magazine Adult Video News. Okay. Apparently, there's been 34 years of AVNs.
Of course.
Wow.
I wonder if that guy
has... I want to see that montage.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, this is interesting. Oh, Lil Wayne was there
last year. We were just talking about him. That's hilarious. So there's not like a different award shows?
This looks like the only one that there is.
Okay.
Oh,
it's just Oscars, only Oscars for them, I guess.
I'm very glad that's a list of nominees I don't know.
Ew. Yeah.
I'd be kind of surprised.
Can you imagine who follows that? Like, oh, it's time for the nominations. Who's it gonna be this year?
We're having an AVN awards party.
Watch all the nominees together.
They have their ballots ready.
Oh, gross.
Oh my god. I don't know why I clicked on the images of this because it's as bad as I thought. These outfits.
Oh wow, it's a bunch of porn stars. What is wrong? Oh, okay.
I mean, they're more that's covered up than I thought they would be.
Well, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like an event.
Classic and then there's that.
Okay.
I'm sure the after party is where it gets
super wild. Why? Platinum, yes, bleached
blonde
hair.
That's how we're going to go to the Oscars.
With super tans and like pink cheetah print.
It's like a fetish for people.
Oh, I guess. Okay. All right. No, I don't know about those things.
This is the second time we've talked about porn on this
Yeah. I was thinking, I was like, are we just randomly drawing all the porn episodes? Because the first porn ever was Penny Epic Dreadful.
Porn. That was so weird.
Epic porn. The first porn ever.
Listen to that episode.
Shot on 8x10. And then 8x10.
And that
camera.
Criminal Minds episode had tons of porn.
Oh, yeah. I was totally.
Wait. Oh, yeah. And now
this. I had all the porn, actually.
Why
all
do you keep about hitting, the porn. Keep hitting episodes about
maybe
this?
Maybe it's not that you keep hitting them. Maybe it's just, it's more in the TV than you think. Like, maybe they.
Oh, it's more trendy than we think?
Yeah, maybe porn is in a lot of TV shows.
I believe that.
I don't watch TV, so I don't know, but.
You don't watch TV?
I don't watch TV.
What's the last show you watched?
Who are you?
No, yes, you do. You watch New Girl.
Yeah, but on Netflix. I've never, like, I'm not.
Oh, gonna... TV, TV.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, well, that's the only reason I found it was on Netflix. So.
Don't you watch, like, other shows on TV, though?
No.
You don't watch live TV?
No.
I get it.
I don't have a TV, man. I got my anime.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro, yeah.
Is it Hank Schrader? Is that his last name?
What?
Hank Schrader from Breaking Bad. Is that his last name?
I don't know if that's the last name, but it is Hank, yeah.
Okay.
I said he's one of those actors that's been in, like, everything, mm-hmm. and then Breaking Bad hit, and he got his, like...
You know what's funny about him is that he was one of those actors that read the mean tweets on Jimmy Kimmel, and then the mean tweet about him was like, he looks like a fat Bruce Willis. And every time I see him, that's what I think of.
I think he's better than Bruce Willis.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, that's just what I see that's when I funny. See him every time.
Now I'm going to see that. Thank you.
It's just hilarious. Shit. It's so funny.
Yeah, I was like, question mark, investigators? Is that what they do?
And then I wrote, watch some porn, get a promotion. Because he had something for he's like, do some research. Yeah. I was like, I'm not a porn guy, or whatever he says.
So I noted, they talked about the suppressed memories. Uh-huh. This stuff is scary.
I know. I was like, the whole middle part of this episode was like, ooh, this is too.
No. A series of notes.
That's some heavy shit. I just need to be watching this.
I recently watched that Netflix documentary, the series The Keepers, about the nuns.
I don't know about that.
Oh, no.
It was really good. I think it's called The Keepers. I might be making that up.
No, I think it is because I remember seeing it.
No, there was a nun that went missing and they found... Yeah. She was murdered and it's because... she was working at a school at the time, and the priest was molesting a whole bunch of girls in the school, and they confided in her, and he found out that she knew, and the assumption is that he and someone else killed her, but no one's ever
solved
been,
it.
No one's, really? It hasn't been solved, and it deals a lot with repressed memories, and these women who, you know, 20 years, however long afterwards, they're trying to build the case, and they asked anybody if you had any history with this person. Come forward, and they started remembering all this shit that happened to them in high school.
Dang.
And they're recounting, and it was terrible. Sister Mary Catherine was her name. Really great series.
I'm bad, but I can't.
That
I can't
sounds
watch
like
that.
Too much. I don't know if I can do that.
I can't handle it. No.
It was a lot.
No. I'm a baby.
I don't know if it interests me more because I grew up Catholic, so I like.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to know.
You forget this.
About these sons of bitches, but. And there was one at my church.
Was there really?
He's the priest that baptized my brother and did my first communion. Oh, my God. We loved him.
Oh, my Lord.
Aww. Yep. And the Catholic Church just sent him away to another church.
Yep. I believe that. Well, we saw Moonlight, remember? Mm-hmm. Or not Moonlight, Spotlight, excuse me. Which, that's a great movie. You should see that.
I remember starting to watching it, but then I think I was like called into work or something, so I couldn't finish it that day. It was interesting. I was thinking, this is way too fancy of an interrogation room. Like, that interrogation room.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like the ones that you see in like Law and Order or anything. It's like fancy lighting and
I think it's because they have the cameras and they're looking for those micro expressions. So the more
light up, it's very well lit.
And white.
It's harder to hide.
Yeah.
Another note is Tim Ross' house. That house he lives in is beautiful. I love the shelf that of the doorway to the kitchen and then
the
bookshelf. That's beautiful. Like goes up and then over.
Oh.
It was all bookshelves. It was beautiful.
Growing up, we had those same plates, the brown on the bottom and the light brown on top. Those were plates. They're like in every show.
Really?
Yep. I was like, oh,
yeah, his house was absolutely beautiful.
So, whose favorite food is mustard? That's what I want to know.
That's gross. Maybe like your favorite condiment, but like,
my favorite food is mustard? Who the fuck are you?
I mean, I understand that they were like, my favorite food is ranch. That makes more sense. But like mustard?
Well, if anybody who says their favorite food is a condiment, that's weird to me.
Like, do you eat it by itself? Like, do you just
take a spoonful of it?
Or just like open up and there's mustard.
Oh, see, no. You don't do that to ranch, so really not your favorite food. That's a condiment.
But I know some people that are like really into ranch that I feel like would like...
That's weird.
Eat it by the spoonful.
Yeah, I've seen people do that.
That's so gross.
So I believe she would probably not in public, probably not when she has people over.
Right.
But mustard?
Yeah, probably.
Who knows? She got some weird taste.
Mustard smells like
feet. I mean, she's trying to get with this guy. That's some weird taste.
Mustard smells like feet to me.
I think he's really cute.
Of course you do. That was the other question. I asked you about, we'll talk about the other one. But yeah, I was wondering, do you guys think he's super cute?
And I thought to myself, Anna probably thinks he's
cute. Yeah.
He's cuter cleaned up, like without the hair, all the hair and...
I was going to say something. I'll go to you.
Lame ass flirting. Oh my God.
That was really awkward.
Oh yeah. I rolled my eyes a bunch of times. I don't remember who this is about, but it says, is she intentionally in both the dark and the light? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. When the porn star is at Tim Ross' house and she's on the couch talking and she's intentionally like dark. I'm like, oh, is that like.
This is a good lighting decision.
I forgot about it. I don't remember.
The two truths and a lie game is a really good game to play with someone though. Like just in general to like get to know them. It's always a good idea. Let's do it now.
Oh, God.
No.
They should have given us time.
I'm not good under pressure.
All right. Okay. We'll save it for the end. Let's talk about the rest of it.
Okay.
Let's forget about it.
The whole office was, like, super fancy. Like, are they making a ton of money?
I think he's, yeah.
He's, like, super rich?
If I remember correctly. I think he's also, like, published and...
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Like a... So he created this field.
Like, in... I don't know. I guess in other shows, like, they're, like, it all kind of looks, like, dingy or basic or whatever. But this one looks super fancy.
Because they're not, like, high-end cops. They're, like...
They're private sector.
Yeah, oh, okay. Not. So they make a ton of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I made a note. Cal reminds me of, like, a House type character, like Show House and Sherlock Holmes. Like, they're these eccentric, good at their niche little jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they do is right, and
yeah,
they're these Sherlockian male characters that we see so often. And I want to see more women Sherlockian characters. Kind of like,
I love the term Sherlockian.
Me too.
She just made it up.
I love that.
She coined it.
I love that. I did not, word.
But I appreciate that.
Oh, who did someone coin it already? Did someone?
I mean, it's just a phrase, yeah.
You should use it as a hashtag, and it'll be proof that you were the first one.
Sherlockian.
You'll be the first one on
more
Twitter.
More Sherlockian women.
Hashtag yes.
And it's just a very easy trope for, like, procedurals to go to, like House, like this, like that new show, The Resident. I caught a few episodes because I like Matt Zuckery.
Is it also like, I feel like The Good Doctor with the, what's his name? It's probably also like that. Like, oh, I'm just blessed with innate smartness and really good at exactly what I do, but hardly
also,
anything else.
But also I'm a bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. But they're assholes.
It's like they get a pass card for being an asshole because they're so good. They're so smart. Yeah, yeah. They're so whatever.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like, is it projecting? Is that what that is? It bothers me every time I see that in the shows because it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Like you said, I'm thinking it's kind of lazy, honestly.
It's definitely a trope.
It's a trope.
Well, sure. It's an easy trope to fall back on.
The Ring of Ideas, for sure, too.
Yeah.
Because every time, like, what are they called? The like, when they're picking up new shows and whatever and they show out all the trailers.
Pilot season?
Yeah, every time pilot season comes up, there's always, like, every network has one show that's just like that. They've got, like,
the
kind of asshole douche guy that's really fucking smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always some, like, bland white dude.
And they know and people are going
to
like it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be safe, like she said.
It's safe.
Yeah. But I want to see more women. Like, we have How to Get Away with Murder and Scandal, which are kind of like that.
Kind of, but I think
not
that...
not to the extreme that, like, House and this is.
I think they're definitely really good at what they do, but I think those two shows have done enough of a good job to make them well-rounded, not more
it's not just not more the
like
trope.
Safe. Yeah,
there's
safe
more
bets.
To it.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see more women.
Was it Monk, a show like that, too, that was very crimes, and he was very, like,
eccentric.
Germs, whatever it was. Yeah.
They get away with being eccentric assholes because everything they do is right.
Was he douchey, though, Monk?
No, he was just
I don't think so. I think he was just, like, kind of weird.
He was just very OCD.
Yeah. I remember watching it. But people, like, he got away with
it
because that was his thing.
Was this the Monk thing? Like, he did the... Like, the camera? I don't remember.
Oh, no! No, I don't think it was Monk. It was something else. But I remember that.
I just remember I watched a little bit of Monk with my parents, and then I watched Silence of the Lambs, and I found out it was the same guy, and I was like, I can't watch
Who
Monk.
Made it?
The bad guy in Silence of the Lambs who, you know, is skinning the women and making a woman suit is the main cop that he works with in Monk, the guy with, like, the growly voice.
What?
That's him from Silence of the Lambs. I was like, I can't look at you because he put the lotion in the basket. It's like, that's all I heard.
Never seen that movie before in my life.
It's very, very good.
It's scary and I'm a chicken, so nope.
It's not scary.
Not gonna do it.
It's more like...
Scary.
Yeah, you say that, but I'm here. I'm like, covering my
You watch
If you watch Split, you can watch Silence of the Lambs.
You watch Split.
I was scared at Split, okay?
But this isn't... It's just like... Eerie, creepy,
Yeah.
And Anthony Hopkins.
It's like in your skin crawling, not like...
Ah! Those equal scary to me.
I won't tell you to watch Hannibal the series. That's a little more scary.
That is a lot.
It's so beautiful. It's, so
it's beautifully done, though, because I remember when it was really popular at the height of its time. It was on Tumblr everywhere.
Yes,
and all the GIFs were, like, so beautiful. Everything was so, like, precise and dark and, like, mysterious. It was great.
It was so beautiful.
It was
beautiful.
Great. The aesthetic of it, I was like, I want to live in that.
Brian Fuller.
Minus the people eating, but I want to live in it.
yeah, I want to cook what he's cooking, but without the human but
like,
parts.
Yeah, like with other animals.
I'll do the actual lamb.
Yeah.
Oh, the scenes were so great.
Oh. Promotions are more important than sex.
Yes. I wrote, this guy has so much cheese. He's so cheesy.
Which one? The guy that was flirting?
Eli.
He was trying too hard. He was trying too hard.
That's one of those, I feel like, it's another easy thing for them to do in procedurals. Is there's the two. They work together. They're friends. They have good chemistry. We have to put them together.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't. They can be friends and just have a good working relationship.
So typical.
That's okay.
So typical.
But pair the spares.
That's how I'm hoping and that Ghosted doesn't follow that because they have the guy and the girl in the room.
I haven't caught up there, you know,
flirty, and then there's like Adam Scott and Greg.
Oh, Robinson, yeah, that one.
Because it's a trope, but you know, whatever. And it's there's love and crimes and all that stuff. Yeah. I hope it's just because I really like those.
The guy who plays Eli was in the first season of Scandal. He was Katie Lowe's boyfriend. Remember that gets like stabbed?
Yes,
with that's him.
The journalist.
Because I remember seeing him and I was like, oh, I loved him on Lie to Me. And I got so excited, and then he was murdered. And I was like, oh,
yeah, in like the first episode.
Yeah.
I remember that.
He's one of the reasons I was like, oh, I like him. Scandal? It's Shonda Rhimes. It looks so good. I'm so excited. It's a bunch of people from Shondaland. And then he was murdered. I was like, okay, cool.
Okay. Well, that's over.
Whatever.
I couldn't get it. It's too much.
Scandal?
No, How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, it was on Scandal.
Yeah.
Scandal was really good.
They're interchangeable.
Beginning movies, season so. Of Scandal was really great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're so different and so good.
Yeah. How to Get Away with Murder is not my favorite.
It's so it's doing the most.
You can definitely tell it's
literally.
But it's also I found out. Okay, so I stopped watching How to Get Away with Murder because they killed off one of my faves, and I love Wes, and they killed him
rest
off.
In peace, Wes.
And apparently, he's back now.
What?
Yeah, apparently. I was reading an Entertainment Weekly thing that was like, oh, they thought he, like, died, but actually he was paid to hide away from his mom because she was in some shit.
Okay. For, like, a whole season.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was more than a season.
He was like, I want to leave the show because I want to see what else is out there. There's nothing else out there. Can I come back now, please?
Yeah, basically. That's what happened.
Which sucks, because, like...
You can definitely tell How to Get Away with Murder is not written by Shonda. It's just produced.
Yeah.
There's a feeling that it's very different feel from Scandal and... Grace.
Yeah.
Which I love both of. Love Scandal is okay, but I love Grace.
You forgot you shoot truths in the lie?
No.
And my other note is, because I didn't write anything for a while, but I wrote, 3/4 cardi over a large sleeve shirt is weird. 3/4 cardi. Oh, because his daughter, Tolkien, had like a 3/4 cardigan on. And then she had like long sleeve shirt underneath it.
That early 2000s. And I was like, what is fashion, man?
What are you doing? I don't understand. I kind of get the long sleeve shirt with like the spaghetti strap. Okay, because everyone did that. But the.
I feel like people still did that though.
It was weird. I didn't understand it.
Did you ever wear that?
No.
When I was watching.
I'm asking.
That's weird.
We made weird decisions when we were in junior high.
It's true.
I used to shop at Wet Seal a lot.
Wet Seal. Oh my god, Wet Seal.
I could never fit in anything with Wet Seal, so I didn't go there.
It was my attempt at being like trendy. Edgy and more goth. Because it was like darker. I didn't
shop. How goth did you get?
Not very. Like a couple of black shirts. But it wasn't adorable. I wasn't wearing the American Eagle polos like my sister, so I felt like the rebel.
And she flips her hair from side to side.
I never had that. I was the oldest.
Or what was the one that was like Abercrombie, like
so I did have
for
my,
the poor man? What was that one called?
Aeropostale.
Aeropostale.
With the monkey.
With the monkey, yeah. Because all the kids who wanted to wear Abercrombie and couldn't go to the Aeropostale.
Is that what that was?
Like when I was in school, that's what it was.
Mm, pretty much.
There, yeah.
It was like geared towards the younger.
Sales, they had sales, so like mom would go and get you guys like 5 shirts. Yeah.
That's
five
what I
shirts,
need. Like they'd wear. It's the same type
and Benjamin,
of styling.
Benjamin always wanted like the Abercrombie and Fitch with the other ones, and we were like, we can't afford them.
Well, then there you go.
I couldn't.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I remember when Hollister became a thing. I couldn't shop in there. It gave me a headache. It was like they sprayed their fragrance everywhere.
I could not shop any of these places where the boys got their clothes because I couldn't fit in any of this shit. It was all like double zero, triple zero, and I was like, that's my tie.
I never could.
It doesn't work.
The lighting in the dressing room was so funny because it would be so dark in there.
And you have one dim light.
This is kind of good to go home. We're like, what? Yeah. This is wrong. This is so wrong. And I'm like, that's genius. I feel like
they did that at every dressing room.
Poster is genius. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do remember.
Because it's so dark. You're like, oh, everything in here looks great.
And they position the light certain ways where you like, oh.
And they spray so much of their fragrance. You're like, I have to get out of here before my nostrils explode.
They do attack you with spray, though. They're like, here, you want to smell this?
Hollister, and it's so dark in there. It's so funny to me. I never want anything.
It's like I feel like it's like a tropical, but at night. What? I feel like that's what it looks Hollister? Like in the inside. Because there's like, it's just it, I don't know.
Is this still in the mall, Hollister?
I don't. Maybe it's been a while.
If I go to the mall, I just go to like two stores.
Let's go to the mall today.
Sorry. Tomorrow? You can have a lot of references to that in the when we'll get there. Then when she like deletes her report, I'm like, she could have just not turned in the report. She didn't have to delete it.
Yeah. Right.
That was dramatic. Mm-hmm. I deleted it.
So that way the secret could never get out.
Oh my god.
XOXO.
Girl. Oh my god. Oh, beautiful. I love that show.
So any other notes y'all have?
I didn't have very many.
Donnie, do you have any notes?
How did you like the show?
Today?
I came in halfway through the show.
You were saying something like, hey,
there was a couple of things. I don't remember what it was, but I did react to it.
Crystal said to write it down.
You did say write it down, but I was just like, I'll remember it.
You're saying something about whenever she was like, well, if I get the job, I'm taking it, whatever.
I was like, yes, you are. I thought he was being very selfish, but maybe I'm missing like whatever happened before in the first season.
No,
but,
I
was just thinking
that
like,
was probably nothing.
That
probably
was the first time they like hooked up.
Of course it is.
I don't remember if they had follow-ups. Moments like, leading up to it. I don't remember.
Have they had like a whole? Do they know they like feel? Is it like a thing, or is it like she really wanted him? Like his.
I feel like from what we saw in this episode, she just wanted to have sex with him.
Yeah, that's what I felt.
And then he took it seriously and like got feelings.
Dramatic.
Like relax.
So like now he's like, oh, you should drop your promotion for me.
She's like super beautiful, and he's like the nerdy guy. So she paid attention to him. He was like,
I get it.
He's
so amazing. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes
sense.
And she's like, why are you so obsessed with me?
But like the series begins with.
But
him
he's like, throw that ass.
Recruiting
so
her, Cal recruiting her for the business. So.
That's a little weird. I don't like that. But I could definitely tell she was into him, though, like, during the whole episode. Like, she was definitely coming on him.
For sure.
As much as he was coming on her. Yeah. Like, there was definitely that dynamic.
There was a lot of eye rolling.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. But, I mean,
that's I was like, ooh, cheesy I hope flirting. I, like, I'm just going to stop flirting, because no, if that's what I look
said,
like.
No, you said, is flirting this cheesy from the outside? And I think Tony was like,
it always
is. Pretty bad.
Like, oh.
Flirting's never really as cute as it feels.
No.
That just makes me think back on all the flirting I did. I'm like,
like, anytime I try to flirt with someone,
I definitely
like,
don't know
the
how
night
to do that.
When I go home, I'm like,
I'm so bad and like so inexperienced. I'm like, was he flirting with me or was he just being kind? Like, I don't know the difference.
And even if the guy's like kind to me, I'm like, oh my god, let's get married.
Oh my god, he's nice to me. He must love me.
Like, I'm pretty sure I've had a crush on any guy who's ever been nice to me in my entire life. I'm not even kidding.
So I told you about that guy at work, and I was like, he's so cute, and he comes in like once a week, and he's so nice to me. And I was like, wait, I think he's just being nice. I don't think he likes me. And then like 2 weeks later, he mentioned his girlfriend. I was like, yep, he's just being nice.
Yeah.
Oops.
It's just like a rule of thumb I have. Like, if someone's attractive, always assume they have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You know, they're always with somebody.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Sad. That's why I'm not dating.
That's
okay. Okay, so final thoughts, everybody.
That honest should not be left talk.
She's talking mushroom what?
You're talking mushroom?
I'm sweating. I'm so hot. Holy shit.
What's hot in here?
It is. Let's turn up the air.
Okay,
is it hot outside? Can we put a window
it's
open?
It's fucking hot outside.
Put a window open. I promise I know how to talk. I'm sorry.
None of us do. It's okay.
Okay, so anyways. So final thoughts.
It was okay.
It was all right.
You know what? I thought I liked it more than I thought I would. I thought it was going to be stupid, but it was really, maybe if it's just, maybe it might just be this episode that was really interesting, but I don't know. It's kind of cool. I think the concept of it is interesting, like what they're talking about and his like science and body language and whatever.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting to go back and just like watch it for the cases more than like their drama.
Yeah, I'd probably like start some episodes and see if there's a case that I like, and then maybe just skip it if I don't.
Also, I feel like when I watched the first season, I felt like they talked more about the actual body language part.
Yeah, this is into the second season, so it's more assumed that you know what's happening.
Yeah, and so now that's probably why I liked it so much when I watched it.
But they did kind of explain it more to the daughter, like, oh, did you see that?
Yeah,
because she's learning from it. Yeah.
She was being, she was writing her paper.
Is that lady? That lady's not really his wife, right?
No, but they're definitely...
Some stuff.
Things happening there.
Has she been in other stuff? Because she looked really familiar, too.
She has a very calming voice.
She does.
Like I feel like if I needed
to
hear
my
bad
therapist.
News... Oh, yeah. But I feel like if I needed to hear bad news, I'd be like, I want you to tell it to me. Just give it to me.
Yeah.
She's in The Fosters. I don't watch that show.
Oh, I wanted to.
She was in Army Wives as well.
Oh, really? That's where I know
her. I watched the first season of The Fosters, and I watched a lot of Army Wives.
I only watch Army Wives because Mom was watching it. And so I end up watching whatever TV she watched because we like shared a room together for years. So.
I didn't watch it all the way through, but I watched like the first 3 or 4 seasons. And that's where I fell in love with Sterling K. Brown.
He was not forgotten.
You're right!
He was Roland.
I knew I knew him.
You're right.
Bitch. You're right. It's hot.
The hair's dance with you.
Do a boomerang of this. No, my face looks insane. I can't see it, but I know it looks bad.
Okay, so I think we're good talking about that. No more lies. Tell me all the lies. Lies. Okay, well.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.